Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa, nā Tanahira Toku Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. Rotorua Lakes District Councillor says legal action to enforce bylaws on emergency accommodation is not just a challenge to moteliers, but to government agencies dumping the homeless in the Sulphur City. Opinion around the council table about going to the decision to go to the Environment Court is divided. But Tanya Tapsell says the council has few tools to deal with what is turning into a long-term problem. Motel consents are based on having people stay one or two nights, not as permanent housing. She says when people show up at Ministry for Social Development offices around the country, in many cases, they get not just accommodation vouchers, but a ticket to Rotorua.
We've had 1,121 people through emergency housing in Rotorua just in the past year. So what we're actually saying to government is we're doing our fair share, we need to look after our people, but we can't keep taking all of these people in from out of town. The solution is we must invest across the country, build more homes in general, but also build more social housing.
Tanya Tapsell says using motels was supposed to be a temporary measure, but it's now been more than 2 years. National Party police spokesperson Mark Mitchell wants to see more support for Māori liaison officers who can de-escalate tensions between warring gangs. This week there have been 9 firearms incidences in Auckland and 1 in Kaikohe. The Whangamhoroa MP and former policeman says the Māori officers can talk with gangsters and try to prevent violence.
That has to be backed up with consequences, and it has to be backed up by the police and saying that I'm sorry, you guys can't take over public spaces, you can't abuse and assault members of the public, you can't drive around with firearms and use them on the street. It is an extremely important role, but it's got to be backed up with consequences as well.
Mark Mitchell. A Māori health worker is educating people about HIV through TikTok. 21-year-old Araponi Tāne Te Awamana says he knew little about the virus before his recent diagnosis. He now wants to tell people about the misconceptions and realities of HIV, and so far reaction has been mainly positive.
I've had so much feedback regarding it, so much support. People are reaching out how they can get involved in that sort of space to help others. I've also noticed a lot of uneducated, and it is passed down through generations. Yeah, that's mainly why I'm pushing those videos out there.
And that's your Wantia News.